Good afternoon, everybody. It is. Excuse the scuffling. I've just put my microphone somewhere on me. Putting it on my buttonhole. There. I'm just about to go outside and groom Niall, so I thought I would check in while I'm doing it. Now I'm just getting this equipment. I need a new grooming spray. I've hardly got any of that left. Right. I don't need that. Yeah, that brush. There. I'm just going to get some. Mind out the way, Lammy. You don't need grooming, or you do, but in a different way. I'm just going to get him. Actually, he can have a. Actually, I'll get his treats when I come back in. Right, I hope it's not raining yet because it's forecast. So I want to get out there quickly before that lot comes down. Oops, I didn't pick up their dishes from this morning yet. And I just kicked one of them. You've seen the brushes in my hand? Sit. Good boy. Come on, both of you. Oh, we're joined by this rabble. As you can hear, it's the sun's trying to come out, actually. It's not bad at all. I think I picked the right moment. If there is such a thing. Come here then, boy. I'm going to sit on the chair. Uh-oh, it's wet. It's not too bad. Hello, Candice. What do you want this fine afternoon with your big mouth? Well, the kids are obviously making the most of a rare dry interval because the last couple of days have been very wet and we did need it because I think I said elsewhere that it's been very, very dry here in the southeast for the past few months really, and we've certainly made up for it over the last week or so, particularly the last 2 days. Okay. What is it with you, girl, eh? You've got a lot to say for yourself, for one so small. Niall? I'm not molting too badly at the moment. I'm going to go and do the hoovering in a minute, but I'm a bit fed up with my hoover. It's meant to be good for pets, and it does pick the hair up, but it's not seeming to be picking up the bits. So I really want to try and see if I can sort the filters out. They might need clearing. I don't know. Oh, will you be quiet? Turn around, boy. Come here. That's it. Good boy. Just using this Zoom groom. I've brushed him up the wrong way. When that breeze comes, it's a bit cool, but actually it's quite a mild day. For the time of year, I'd say. You are getting quite a bit of hair out of you, but there's not a huge amount to come out of him at the moment, thankfully. It's all over my floor, no doubt, because that's what my hoover seems to be full of. Now, people on Audioboo have been talking about these Roomba things, Roomba, whatever they're called, the robotic things. Now, I wonder if they're any good. I know they save you the job of doing it, but do they really pick up the fur and all the dust and stuff, or are they just a bit gimmicky? And I don't know how much they are, I haven't looked into that, because I'm thinking maybe next time I need a new hoover. I don't tend to have very good luck with hoovers. They don't tend to last that long, because I think with dogs and cats they do a lot of mileage on hairs, and it probably doesn't do them any good in the long run. You know, eventually some must get into the motor, I suppose, because they get everywhere else. If you have a desktop computer and probably a laptop, if you open that up, it'll be full of blooming hairs, you can guarantee. And it slows everything down. It's probably in all my appliances everywhere, which is quite a horrible thought, really, because I do my best to combat it. Brushing this hairy monster and Oh, I think we'll put the spray on now. I haven't got any of my Pets at Home spray left. There's nothing much coming out of this. It's a velvet coat. I'm getting a bit out. There's hardly any left. I need to get some more. I hate not having a spray for them, because it makes their coat feel nice and it makes them smell nice. I think this is the absolute end of this. I got this in the pet shop in Petswood, but they don't sell it in Pets at Home. I like this as well, because this is an aerosol spray. The other one's a pump spray that I get from Pets at Home. There's a little bit left in there, but whether I'll ever be able to get it out, I don't know. It's just air coming out now, as you can probably hear. And that is pure air. He's wagging his tail. Let me see if I can shake it up. Oh, noisy little sods. Okay. That's a bit of stuff coming out now, I think. I want to empty it completely now. I might as well. I'm polluting the atmosphere with the CFCs or whatever they're called. I'm very sorry, everyone. There's nothing coming out. There's still liquid in there, because I can... Oh, that went on my hand, then some did come out. That was wasted. Oh, that's it. It's coming out now. You may think I'm putting a load on him, but there's hardly any in here at all. I'm just trying to get the last dregs out the can before I ditch it. I'll have to get another one at some point. I'll wander down to Pets at Home to get my aromatherapy one I usually get for him. This can must be empty soon, for goodness sake, of air. I think it nearly is. Let's expel all this air. Come on, there's a little bit left in there. I can feel it because the can is cold and you can hear it when you shake it. Sorry if you think I'm polluting the atmosphere. I am, but I want that last... I don't think I'm going to get it. Okay. Maybe if I stand it upside down for a minute. It would help if I put the lid on to do that. This dog is just standing here wagging its tail. Right, now let me get my chamois leather. Oh no, I haven't brushed him yet. I've got to brush him with another brush. This is the brush that takes out any loose undercoat. It feels quite brutal. It's not really, but... you have to be a bit gentle with it. It's not a slicker brush. I hate them things. But I suppose it's a little bit like that. And it gets out the really soft undercoat that these dogs have. It's like really fluffy down. You get a brush full of it just in that small brush. Now, I don't brush it too harshly, because I don't want it to make his skin sore. Oh, that's a funny noise you're making, Niall. I'm going to make you turn around in a minute. I'm just doing his right hand side and his back. Let's empty the brush again. Another great big load of... I'm sure the birds would love this for their nests. It's such so fine. It's really fine fur. It's like cat's fur, actually. And that is the undercoat, which these dogs should have. Labradors and Golden Retrievers, of which he is both, should have an undercoat. Not all dogs do. Flat-coated Retrievers don't. Now... another handful of it. Oh, it's not a handful, but another brushful. There's more of his undercoat coming out than Let me just do your tail. He doesn't really like having his tail done that much. The underside of your tail. Okay. Oh, quite a lot came out of his tail. No wonder it's wafted everywhere. Let me do it again. Yeah. You don't really mind having your tail done, but when you wag your tail everywhere in my house, are you sending a shower of fur everywhere? Probably. Oh, I've got another brush full of it, just out of brushing his tail. Oh, he doesn't like that, he's turned round. I didn't ask you to turn round, but I can still do your tail this way. I can still do your tail, you know. I'll give it another go in a minute. Move up a bit. That's it, so I can reach your back end. I usually crouch down on the ground, but it's too wet for that. So I'm sitting on a garden chair. Now, it's a nice day at the moment. I'm sure it's not going to last, but I'm just making the most of it while it's here. Out for you. I like this brush, it's really nice. I can't afford these Furminator things, and what's more, I cannot be bothered with them, because I'm sure if you use them too much you can make your dog go a bit bald. Well, this just doesn't do that. It's good enough to get right down to get the undercoat out, but it's plus the fact it was about £4 and not about 34 or whatever they are. Again, I think they're one of these things that are a bit gimmicky, if you ask me. Yeah, I know. Let me just do your tail again, because I seem to have a good result with that. It's not a very fluffy tail either. It's quite a... It's a long tail, but it's wagging. Candice has obviously gone off, and she's got fed up with hanging around. Okay, I'm not going to do your tail anymore. I think that's enough for one day. I've got quite a lot out of it. What's more, I'll do your front in a minute. Right, Niall, come this way. That's it. Sit. Let me do your front now. Sit. Good boy. It's not too wet for you to sit. Actually, I don't think it is wet on the ground, but I'm just going to do his front. I should have taken your collar off, really, shouldn't I? Let's do his chest and a little bit underneath. Should really take your collars off. Just do around your neck. It's nice and quiet. Listen, the bells made them shut up. Yay! Let's just do this side of your neck. Come here. Ugh, slobber over me. That's not nice. Okay, I think that'll do. Right, now I'm just going to get my chamois leather. And it's a proper chamois leather from Wilkinson's. Come here. That noise wasn't him hitting his head. I don't know what that noise was. I'm just going to see if I can get any more of this out. And I'll chip it upside down. No. Doesn't seem like it. I might as well chuck it, I think. His coat feels really smooth anyway, just from what I sprayed on earlier. Just from being brushed, doesn't it? Okay. I don't know what that crash was, because at the same time it hit his head on my leg when he turned around, but it wasn't that. I'm standing up now. Just wiping down with this. I need to get some wipes to wipe his eyes and stuff, but I haven't got them out here. Check his ears. His ears are fine. Okay. Keep still. Keep still. I'm nearly done. That'll do. The breeze blowing up now, I think. Right, come on then. Let's just take you for the run. I'll pull your bone with your bone run. Come on then. Sit. You smell and look really nice. Busy. The sun is not really out. It's, you can feel it there more than it's actually here. Well, it's a bit of wishful thinking. I can feel a bit of warmth, but it typical for the kids going when I do. Oh, they'll be coming out anyway. In the store in a minute. Well, not in a minute, but not too long. And that's it. Oh, you're sat. Good boy. Go on, in you go. I just realised what that crash was. It was my phone falling out my pocket. Oh dear, that was a sickening crash. But it didn't land screen up. Oh dear. Anyway, I presume it's okay. Because it landed on its protective thing. Fancy me not realising that. I got inside and I thought, what's this thing dangling down? And then I felt my pocket felt really light and I thought, uh-oh, I know what that crash was now. If I had a brain, I'd be dangerous, you know that. Now, what fell on the floor in here? Something dropped down on the floor when I... goodness me, it's not my day today. Can. Now, where's the rest of the stuff? There's your bone. Where's all your brushes? I put them on this table, didn't I? Am I going mad? I did bring them in, didn't I? It's one of them days today, you know. It's been one of them weeks, actually. I don't understand that. I don't know where these brushes and everything were. I have gone, I mean. They aren't here. I didn't leave them outside, did I? Maybe I did. I'm going mad, everybody. Just excuse me while I go round the twist. Go in, dogs. Go in, Lammy. Did I leave them on this table out there? I'm sure I picked them all up. I did. They're not there. Oh, now I've lost three things. I've lost a brush. Oh, here they are. I've got them. Now, if I can get through the obstacle course of dog toys and bones over the floor, to put this a lot away. Oh, that can go in the bin anyway. Recycling or whatever it goes in. Now, a bony oak or Nile. Mammy, I'll give you something in a minute. Wild doesn't usually go into the kitchen for his treats. He waits for me to take them into. He sits in his bed and waits for them. Okay, now. What can I find for you, little boy? You've got some mini bonios. Are you going to eat one of those? I'll give them to you. Lammy's got mini. There's so much dog food. Oh, I'm going to give him a whirl. There's so much dog food and treats in my house. Hold on. Niall really should have this first. If he was here, he would, but he's got better manners than you, actually, when it comes down to it. Sit. Good boy. Wait. Sit. Don't get up the minute. Sit. That's it. Take it. Oh, I'll take that one. Oh, here's a cat. Hello, Chief. You want some of this, Chiefy? See if he likes whirlers. I'm going to give him a bit. He's taking it. He's eating it. Don't let Lammy know, please. My name will be Mud. He hates you. He hates you more than any of the other cats. He does. I don't know why. He always has done. He's eaten it now. Lambie's got nothing left now. He somehow managed to take one and a half whirlers because I hadn't broken the other one. So I had half left and Wakabubu was just eating it. So I'm going to plead ignorance about that. Now, where's Niall? Are you in your bed? No, he's not. He is now. Wait. Now, take it gently. Don't snatch it, please. Wait. Take it gently. Thank you. Okay, everyone. I am off. So, out from me. £360 on the table for Malcolm's doctor.